With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us to fight our battles. And the people gained confidence for what Hezekiah the king of Judah had said. Some time ago, there were two fighters getting ready to square off in a boxing match. And at the way in, there was a whole lot of commotion that was going on. The champion came in with confidence beyond the point where he had became arrogant. It was clear that he was a good fighter and he had some good skills in the ring, and he showcased his body and his talents before the other fighter. Meanwhile, the challenger, who was quiet, went about his business getting weighed in. He displayed true poise in the face of his opponent. During this time, the crowd was getting louder and louder, further causing the champion to get more and more hyped up. But the challenger would not be distracted nor intimidated. He handled himself with confidence because he was sure of himself. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through your hard times. We've all been given the confidence by God to perform a task that may seem impossible, and we have a natural instinct to be successful. Confidence is defined as a feeling of self-assurance that comes from our appreciation of our God-given talents, abilities, and qualities. We put confidence in the position of trust with another person. So in a nutshell, confidence is trust, faith, and self-assurance of someone or something that is told in secret. Many of us have natural abilities that tend to outshine someone else's abilities. Some of us are just naturally faster and stronger, and some are smarter than others, and even some are even better at solving problems in life. But with that confidence should come a moment of humility and meekness. Just because you may be better at doing something than another person is no reason to hang it over their heads. It's no reason to showboat in front of other people in order to make yourself look better. The Bible says that pride comes before the fall. The Bible is also full of stories of those who display confidence in their abilities, both men and women alike. In Judges, Deborah was so confident in the strength of the Lord that Barak wouldn't even go into battle without her by his side. David relied on the power and the strength that he displayed from God. And he was so fearless that he didn't even recognize any danger in front of him because he only looked at God. Confidence is a trait that we should all be proud of to possess, but it is given to us as the assurance that we can do something. But then again, when we use it to put others down, to make someone else look bad, then what good is it? We're all told to think and act with confidence and to be sure of ourselves and abilities and to live boldly. The Bible does speak on our confidence, and it says that to have no confidence in the flesh, but that of God. Because when we begin to rely on the flesh, that gets us in all kinds of trouble. Then we begin to think that we're more than what we really are. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16, it says, "A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident." Now, during the fight that night, it was a highly anticipated one, and the champ made sure that everyone would get a thrill of a lifetime. He came out with all flash and flair, and he dressed for the part. He looked like a champion on the outside, but on the inside, he was far from it. There was something different in him. He came out dancing and prancing around, and he threw some pretty good punches that landed, but they had no effect on the other man. The challenger again would not be distracted by his arrogance. Now, we all remember the story of David and Goliath and how the Philistine champion bragged on his size and challenged every man in the army of the Israelites. He was bigger than life and he was bigger than any of them had ever faced, and they were afraid. But there was one who wasn't, David. He knew that the power of God was bigger and stronger than any man or anything that he had ever faced, and he gained his confidence from the Lord. When David approached Goliath for the fight, he was laughed at by the champion because of his size and his youth. "Is that all you got? Would not none of you come out, any of you men come out and fight me? You send this child? But then again, the power of God is bigger and stronger than any foe or enemy that we could face. That day, David made history by taking down the giant, and he proved that there is a God in heaven. Now back to the fight on this night in Las Vegas years ago. History would again be made because the challenger, he defeated the champion hands down. And it was through the confidence that he had within himself that allowed him to become the champion of the boxing world that night. It was his dedication and prowess that would enable him to win the fight. Our confidence comes from a relationship with Christ, and it is through this that we can approach the throne of grace with all confidence. When we follow God in full confidence of his wisdom and power, we have the assurance of salvation. So put no confidence in your flesh, but in God who made us, called us, and saved us. What more can be better than that? Because the power of God is within you. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. One love, 5 minutes.